Paula Bennett is a horrible bully, and as this goes to air, the jury is probably still out on whether Philip Field is going to take a highly dubious place in the history books and stand convicted of bribery, corruption, and willfully perverting the course of justice. We've all been suitably shocked and outraged at the stunning revelation that our MPs don't live in cardboard boxes or travel on magic carpets and broomsticks. And the next time politicians rank only marginally above prostitutes and used car salesmen, we will cynically shake our heads. So imagine my surprise this week at feeling a creeping sympathy for the fools that I generally treat as the objects of the last socially respectable blood sport left. I'll leave Privacy Commissioner Marie Shroff to fully investigate and report back on the complaint that Bennett breached the Privacy Act in making public the amount Natasha Fuller received on the DPB. But I will say I find the outrage cries of bully from certain quarters somewhat disingenuous. While Bennett did pull out a nuke with a napalm chaser to deal with a butterfly, should anyone be too surprised she did when, if you believe the media, politicians don't speak anymore, they hit back and lash out. Every difference is an apocalyptic battle between absolute good and unspeakable evil, rather than the more banal bugger's muddle where fundamentally decent people are trying to make sense of a range of unpalatable options. There are rats in the ranks, wolves in the walls, and if paradise has been indefinitely postponed, the end of days is never far away. If Bennett is found to have broken the law, then I'd strongly urge John Key to at least demote her off the front bench and avoid the temptation to bring her back through the same back door, after a seemly interval, of course, that Helen Clark ushered the likes of Ruth Dyson, Leanne Dalziel and Trevor Mallard through. But both Key and Goff could also help things out by showing genuine leadership and lowering the rhetorical temperature. Try looking past the next news cycle and learn how to disagree without being disagreeable. It would certainly impress me more if they were less tolerant of front benches with form when it comes to making extraordinary and flat-out wrong allegations under parliamentary privilege. Privilege where, of course, their victims have precisely no recourse in law. Or turning a blind eye to the toxic culture of selective and misleading off-record briefings to the press gallery. In the end, you should be careful what you wish for, because the universe has a nasty habit of giving it to you, and good. If we're going to reward the superficial and near hysterical with ratings and votes, while ignoring the more substantive work of government, it's a little rich to hold politicians and the media in contempt for giving us what they think we want.